Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. We are back in full effect. I'm fresh off of Miami being a thought.
Hey, give it up for all being honest, everybody. Give it up for all being honest.
In Miami. We got Emmanuel in the building.
Yo, what's up? I'm just getting over being sick.
You
know, I felt like I was so sick that I got scared because, you know, the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I got this shit. I'm about to die this weekend.
Yeah, you was tearing the house up.
I was fucking that house up.
It wasn't right. Now you sick, you don't live with us and come to our house and stay while you sick. That's not right.
Man, listen, little brother was sick. My girl was sick. I'm trying to take care of two different.
It's
this is
lot.
The most adult I've been this weekend. I was sick while trying to take care of
it
two
was a
people.
Lot.
You sound like a single mother right now.
Come on, man. Respect me.
We got Cam in the building.
I know y'all don't watch Power, so I'll just say the Power finale was good.
And we got a new special guest in the building. Everybody get up for Marvin, our homie Marvin, actor, comedian, writer, all of the above, trainer. Thank you for coming through, Doug.
Listen, thanks for having me.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you a thought as well?
Sometimes.
I feel like we got to get
Don't let them incriminate you. Don't let them incriminate
Listen, dude,
you.
I'm a recovering thought.
Aren't we?
Like, hey, hold on. What was, let everybody know.
Yeah.
What is one of your side hustles, please?
I do. Dog,
okay.
So
one of your
many.
Main side hustles.
All right. My biggest side hustle is I'm a personal trainer.
Yes.
That's the
Now,
biggest
off
side.
Top.
Okay.
I have many questions. I have many questions.
Okay. Many questions.
Not about working out at all.
Oh, none of that.
I figured.
It has nothing to do. It has to do about the culture of personal trainer.
Yeah.
And fucking.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Okay.
And your employees. What's it called? Your clients.
Your clients. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Right. Now I had a personal trainer one time. Boxing. I was doing a little boxing one time. You
guy
know,
or girl.
It was a dude.
Okay.
And we working out. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Did you fuck him?
I didn't fuck him.
Yeah.
Yet. Yeah. But. But we in the middle of a workout. I remember I'm doing best. And some Spanish guy walks up to him. Hey, bro, we need to talk. I'm like, and I put the weights down. Like, hold on. Like, I'm making sure. Because like,
he said they're mad aggressive.
Yeah, he said they're mad aggressive. Yeah. He walks up to the trainer. I look, and he's right in the dude's face. He was like, hey, bro, I'm with a client right now. And he was like, nah, you fuck my wife.
Oh.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Straight off top.
And the thing is, I heard, he told me. This is the type of thing. Trainers, when they be training. Yeah, you know, I've been hitting. I'm just trying to figure out, is this the standard for most personal trainers? For most male personal trainers? And is female personal trainers?
When you say standard, meaning doing what he was doing? Because he was wilding.
One, let him incriminate you.
One, he's fucking somebody's wife.
Yeah, that's a whole nother. Okay?
Keep your image clean, Marvin.
But a client. Not just clients, but y'all, you know, there's the thing about personal trainers, you know, they on the hunt. They always on the prowl.
All right.
And I seen you at our party, so don't be lying, nigga.
don't be lying.
First off.
Yeah.
I don't do adultery.
Okay? Yeah. That's first off.
Like on my
morals.
On my resume to hell. Yes. That's the one thing.
Yes. It's not
that
on
when I get to heaven, I can be like, but Jesus, look.
Right. I didn't do that.
I told you I was gonna hold off on this. Mm-hmm. Now as a trainer, I think it just like with anything, like maturity comes in, right? So when I started training at 25, ooh, boy, I was
running through them.
Yeah, me and my boy, who I won't
your
put
boy.
His name
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
don't incriminate nobody.
Yeah, your
you
boy.
He's married with about five kids
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, your boy.
But we started in New York.
His boy is your trainer. You was up in New York.
We was in New York on the Upper West Side. And so the Upper West Side is that area where it's close enough to Harlem that you get a lot of black folk.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's in
Manhattan.
Like the Jewish community, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have white girls.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so literally we just went through and like we just ran through the gym. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm
they just fiending too. They like, oh, I'm sick of this Jewish community.
Because this is what I
want some black dick. I want some I want some circumcised black dick.
Here's the problem with training. Mm-hmm. You cross the touch barrier immediately.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like when as a guy, like you know, we go out, we go to touch, like, we're dance with a girl. We go, can I put my hand here on her back?
That's boundary.
Then how comfortable can I, as a trainer, she's got to lay down and you in between her legs right off rip.
Yeah.
Right?
It's so sexual.
It is.
It's very sexual.
It's like track practice.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You help
like,
each
you
got
to stretch.
Yeah.
You got to.
Yeah.
So what happened, like, quick story.
Yeah.
I'm training a girl.
Yep.
She's married now.
Yep.
She invited me to the wedding, which I thought was weird. But this is, anyway.
Dark.
People grow up.
I'm stretching her, and I have on my shorts or whatever, and I'm, like, stretching her, and she reaches up and grabs my dick.
Just.
And she goes, oh, I thought it was your wallet.
You should have screamed me, too.
Time out.
What, wait, what dick?
Yeah, he should have screamed time out.
What dick looked like a leather flat case?
To which my question was, and if it was my wallet, what were you... What was the next move? Can I borrow $5? Like, she just...
She's trying to get the
honestly,
money out.
Once she said that, I would have been more offended. Why were you going to fuck for my wallet?
Yeah,
like, you trying to take my cash?
You trying to take my cash.
I'd rather you go for my dick.
That is the true story.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, this is my client. I won't fuck her. The next weekend, I did. But it's only because I had a condom in my wallet. So right. I was already...
Well, she was already reaching for it. So.
I was
getting
prepared
for
this.
It didn't matter.
So that shit happens. Yeah, but it's not a standard. Like, there are a lot of, like, you don't shit where you eat. And if you,
I
you
shit
fuck
my house
your client.
I definitely shit in my house.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely
eat there, too.
Let me ask you.
I don't know how true that statement is.
You end up booed up, married, wife, whatever, eventually, with due time, right? Let's say that happens.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hypothetical. It's a hypothetical.
Calm down, Marvin. Calm down.
It's all right.
Who hurt you?
Oh,
okay.
This training ass nigga, man.
I got hopes and dreams.
Nah, but let's say it happens hypothetically, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say, you know, but you're tired. You know, you're working. You got other things. You're doing stand-up sets nightly, mm-hmm. all that shit. Your girl wants to work out.
Mm-hmm.
She gets herself a new trainer.
Mm-hmm.
New trainer's name's Jerome. Mm-hmm. You know, he a trainer.
Or Geronimo. Which is
Geronimo?
Even worse.
Or Vin Diesel.
That nigga sounds like he's like mixed with The Rock. You know what I'm saying? Like he has a little.
My trainer. If the nigga, if she say my
like
trainer's name Geronimo, fuck that.
Immediately.
Geronimo sounds like he play with animals on IG.
So as a former trainer, do you feel some type of way knowing what it's been?
I guess that's layered. Mm-hmm. All the shit is layered. But if she's not been about that life, and then all of a sudden she wants to train, go train with the nigga. Like,
please.
Because I, not to sound shallow, but I've trained a lot of women over the last decade.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so there's something special about a woman mentally mm-hmm. and physically who takes care of her health and fitness. Mm-hmm. So if my girl isn't like that and she wants to get like that, Geronimo, knock yourself out. She's going to hate the nigga for the first 6 months anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Because she's not going to be able to sit on the toilet or whatever like that. I'm fine until that nigga takes her to lunch.
Yeah.
That's when it starts.
You don't need to go to lunch. Well, I got lunch.
Oh, we're going to discuss my nutrition. No, we're
not. No, right, no, right, we're right, not. We're definitely right, right. not.
We're going to talk nutrition home.
But like I said, as you grow in it, you just learn. You learn balance and you learn boundaries.
Yeah.
And you understand. Because it turns into more of a insecurity thing. Like when people can't let their girls go train or whatever, it's more of an insecurity thing. It's on the dude. But I can understand.
You should have trust until you don't have it no
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I can understand how you can feel uncomfortable.
You gotta, but you got to, I mean, look, if you were the chick that you can't trust,
yeah,
of course.
Then that's you the should probably get out of that anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Message.
Absolutely.
Good shit. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no,
that's fine. I like how you called me. And I'm a recovering thought, and I actually have a sponsor.
Yeah,
okay, you have a sponsor.
Yeah, yeah.
Rome.
I'm a sponsor.
No, real shit. Rome.
So if he calls me and he's like, "Yo, I don't need to go here," I'm like, "Hey, man, you know, don't do it, brother. You know what I'm saying? It's, you gotta help each other.
Hold on.
Because two thoughts have to help each other.
But no. You just said so. You giving him this advice while you in Miami just fucking.
I was chilling.
No, we didn't.
No,
I was
chilling. But you ain't listened to what he said. He's his sponsor. Yeah, he didn't say he needed a sponsor. He may not be there yet. So you just giving him good advice.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, okay, I mean,
and I'm chilling right now.
It's
I'm celibate.
One of those things, like, you know,
what you laughing?
You know, do you kiss your therapist giving you advice, but he out here stabbing people?
I mean, I ain't stabbing nobody.
I know you're not stabbing, yeah, but you kind of stabbing somebody.
Listen, I mean, I've been chilling. I'm chilling. Yeah, I'm relaxed. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Listen, dude, the same way that it got to black men not cheating anymore was we had to pick each other up one at a time.
That's right. Okay.
That's so it's the same way. It's a community thing.
Yes,
so
yes.
All I need, because we know, I know. Sometimes I just need a nigga to be like, nigga, stop.
And that's a dangerous gym where you at.
Yeah, and that's a dangerous gym.
You've been there.
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. That's a dangerous gym we had.
So. Like, oh, I'm gonna go ahead and do a nothing.
Yeah.
Come on.
That switching gears real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm in the grocery store yesterday.
Okay.
And stomach was a little wild yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think me and Cam was having some. Stomach was crazy on Sunday.
It's a bubble gut.
So I'm in the store because I'm picking up some stuff because we Cam was making this pasta last night. So I'm picking up stuff. I'm in the pasta aisle with the sauce and everything, and I'm looking, and I was like, all right, I feel a little gas. I'm gonna let this out. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let this out. And it's by far probably one of the top five worst smelling farts I've ever.
It was
let
a
out.
Fart though.
Huh?
It was a fart. Okay.
Yeah, it was a fart.
That's my concern.
It wasn't a
but
shark.
here's the thing is, it was the aisle was empty before I farted. I farted, four people walked
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I was gonna say five people came around going.
I said, and I was in a dilemma because I'm really concentrating on getting this sauce because Cam. I just got off the phone with Cam, and I'm like, all right, but I farted, and now there's other people in the aisle. I was like, I got to get out of here, which made me realize that there's certain aisles you can fart in though. Emmanuel said a good point this morning. He said, you go to the pet foods aisle. Fart down there. You don't know what the smell is
dog,
down there
cat,
already.
Someone walk down there. Right. Somebody would
go to the pet foods aisle. Maybe go around the deli meats.
I don't know about the deli meats.
Because they might have some meats that smell kind of weird.
Unless they're making, like, you know, like eggs.
You ain't
unless
buying nothing over there smell bad over there.
In the morning.
But if they make an egg sandwich. So you need a breakfast area. Yeah, maybe a Whole Foods
hot bar.
How about
you just hold it till you go outside?
Nah, man. My stomach will roll.
I ain't trying to smell it.
My real question is, don't most grocery stores have bathrooms now?
So I don't know what you just said.
Grocery shopping is therapeutic for me. I ain't trying to smell your ass.
No, you don't smell therapeutic.
See, that's why I go that's why I go early in the morning because people like you ain't in there.
Listen, that was the first time I farted in there in a long time, and I said, I shouldn't do this no more.
You got to know the rules to it, man.
Yeah,
first of all, when you farting in the grocery store, you got to know you can't be in the middle of making decisions.
Gotcha.
About food.
Enter,
you know,
exit.
You got to, you really, the thing is to keep on the move.
Okay.
You want to fart, walk. Keep it moving.
Like in the club.
Yeah, you so just you gone. Fart, walk.
Keep it. Everyone else's experience.
I mean,
as long as they didn't know it was
me. As long as they didn't know it was me. It's like an elevator fart. Yeah, fart, walk.
What
fart,
did
walk.
The people do that walked in now?
I'm not sure. I was out of there. I seen it coming. I said, all right, well, they're going to be bad. And it was an old woman, and I know. She probably cussed
how
as soon as she smelled it.
How would you feel if you went and continued shopping, you came back, and she was on the floor with people attending to her?
I ain't gonna lie, I probably go to the hospital because I'm like, if my farts are doing that, they got some type of toxicity.
As soon as you pass them, they just start dropping. Nah, damn.
That's That'd be terrible.
The real fear is she could have thought it was her and panicked. Shit.
Because she might not be able to feel it no more. Might be just rolling.
She walking, she feeling it.
Call that shit the Ramona virus.
The Ramona virus.
Come on, hilarious. Man. I'm trying to throw some out there. I'm trying to throw a joke out there. The Ramona virus.
First title option.
Real quick, this story is for specifically Emmanuel about Miami.
Okay.
I'm in a bar in Miami.
Never been
having a good time, chilling, having had a couple drinks.
Right.
And I see a group of people dancing, and they just having a ball. And I see a real big dude in the group. He was a solid dude. I'm not paying attention, so I'm drinking. I get a little drunk. Bartender handed me, like, 2 free shots. I think he was a fan because he was like, hey, man, glad you're down here having fun. All right, cool, whatever. So I'm drunk at this little while later. And I look over in the crowd, and the crowd is kind of sitting down, and people sitting down. The big dude comes over to the bar beside me, and I'm like, man, this dude he look huge.
Like, swole?
Fat ass hands, like, okay. He was big.
He was large.
He's large. And so his back was kind of turned to me this way, and I'm on this side, and he's talking to the bartender. So then he turns, and the bartender brings his drink, and I look, and it's Donovan McNabb.
Dog.
And I'm drunk, so I'm like, Donovan McNabb? He's like, oh, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? I was like, hey, what's up, man? He was like, you want a drink? Yeah, sure. Let's have a drink. Man, I had a drink with him and went on about my business, but
Donovan, man.
I said, what you doing, dude? It looked so funny to be in this bar with Donovan McNabb.
What was your feeling, Cam? You're an NFC East fan. So what is your feeling on Donovan McNabb?
I like Donovan McNabb.
You like him?
I can't pull for him when he was going against my team, but I actually did like Donovan McNabb. Okay. I'm not going to lie.
His shirt he had on was trash.
Yeah.
It was a bad shirt.
But see, that's what I'm saying. I think he has a bit of that Michael Jordan syndrome. You know, just niggas that are so good at what they did but just can't do anything else. Like dress. You know what I'm saying? Like
just, regular dress.
Your just clothes are just trash. Why are they so trash?
It was just this long shirt. So it was just had a bunch of designs or something on it. I was like, it looked like some Ed Hardy or something.
Yeah, because when you're in Miami, people just go bring out the wildest clothes. Yeah, like, you can bring out your brightest, your whitest, everything.
Your brightest and your whitest. Look,
your brightest, whitest, and lightest. What you bring out in Miami. Lightest.
That's a Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. Brightest, whitest.
So it's like when you go to an island, you're going to bring a bunch of floral shirts and stuff that you want to keep open. So that's what they do.
That sounds like the motto for the KKK to me.
The brightest, whitest, and lightest. Make sure y'all bring in the brightest, the whitest, and the lightest. In that order.
Hell
yeah.
I heard this young black man on a podcast talking about bringing in the brightest, the whitest, and the lightest.
The KKK will be at the NBA All-Star this weekend having a party. We want the brightest, the lightest,
and the whitest.
No niggas.
So speaking of sports, I went to my first Lakers game.
All right. Clap it up.
That's
you was in the skybox, huh?
I was not in the skybox. All right.
Cool.
You were like the first row?
I was in 105, row 105.
Okay, row 105. Okay,
100 rows back.
That's
only 99 rows from what I was talking about.
Were you center court or were you behind the
I was like diagonal. I was like in a corner.
Right.
I was in the corner.
Okay.
So
good.
I wasn't getting blocked by the goal.
Oh, that's good.
I was like a nice corner side view.
I had that before.
And it was electric.
It was electric.
The Rockets.
Oh, man.
That was a game, though.
It was electric.
Your favorite player, James Harden, right?
No.
Other James.
LeBron James.
Other James.
And Dwayne Wade, who no longer plays.
Now, what made it elect just the everything?
One thing, aesthetic first. They pump smoke.
Okay.
So it was a bunch of smoke. It gets foggy in there. Mm. And then the lights get dim. So all the light is really on the court. Okay. Like most arenas you go to, it's just lit up.
This during the game.
Before the game, when you walking in there, it's kind of dim.
Yeah, yeah.
And they pumping smoke. It was a smoke machine with this girl right by, like,
Two levels up
right behind me pumping it. And it's so cool because it makes it smoky and then all the focus is on the court. So it's like, okay. It's like being in a movie theater in a way. But with LeBron James actually playing. But then they intro, they got this big flap that comes down from the scoreboard and they project the players on it. Then the game was good. And then
Who won? The Rockets.
Like, it was tied each end of each quarter, and then it didn't get, like, space until, like, 2 minutes left. That's when the Rockets finally pulled up, but it was so good.
Westbrook was a
monster. It was so good.
Are Rockets, like they fired this season? Like they?
I don't know if they're doing that. They, I think they do okay. No, I don't know.
They're doing well enough. They'll make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay.
But well, they didn't make any major moves.
LeBron dunk.
Yeah. And he dunked on my end, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I seen him coming, running. I tried to get my phone. You're like,
No. Was it one you heard? Like, you could hear the, was it hard
enough? Soon they scream. As soon as he dunked, everyone erupts, so you don't hear that. But nice. The thing is, who I went with, her dad is a coach
for
Rockets. Oh, so for you get Rockets. Tickets. Mm. So came there, and then we got guest passes, so you stay afterwards, and then
That's what I'm talking about, Cam, working them connects.
That's how you do it.
The family and invitees of the team. Shit, okay. So then all the players coming out. Mm-hmm. They just out there saying what's up to their families and stuff. And I know there's like a couple dudes, and we was all looking at this one girl. She was just very noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep looking at her. And then one of the players came out and kissed her on the mouth, and it just made a lot of sense.
Yeah, I get it.
Another funny thing I noticed was lower level, right behind the floor seats, mm-hmm. It was one time during the game, a line of like six girls walked in. I'm talking about like
bad.
Yes. The top notch.
And I know they were invited by probably like some.
Yeah. And I just knew.
They belong to the, not the streets, but the courts.
Brightest.
It was definitely the brightest.
The lightest.
The brightest and the lightest.
So you seen them come in and sit down and.
Oh, yeah. I seen. They came at a very low level.
Oh, yeah.
Right behind the announcers talking. I was like,
They had just texted me like, hey, we here. We walk.
And they walked far. They walked past the Rockets. So I think they were something with the Lakers. The Lakers play.
Did they walk past you and go, keep walking?
I was too high.
He was too high.
They were down.
He would have to go down to day level.
I forgot you were
rejected. 99
level. A lot of work.
Where they walked out the exit was the same place the players exit.
Different.
All right. That's very interesting. I mean.
But I suggest everyone go.
No, for sure. So you seen Westbrook up close?
Yeah, I've seen Westbrook, Tyson Chandler.
Because when I first
got all the Rocket players that came out.
Yeah, I told him I had seen Westbrook when I was in Memphis, and I was like.
But he didn't look as big as you was describing.
He looked big to me when I.
He looked like a. Maybe he tall, but.
But you're 99 rows back.
No, he man, might look, when he came out, when I was
okay. Well, yeah, man.
He didn't look that big.
He looked
like,
big
as he was describing.
Maybe he had some, you know, maybe the shoes. Maybe he had some shoes.
He was tall, but he didn't look like this.
I didn't mean. Yeah, I didn't mean like massive man, but he felt tall.
Tyson Chandler looked big.
Yeah,
when he came out, like
man, that's dope. You getting coach's daughter pussy. I'm saying he said whoever went with him.
This is just my friend.
No,
just my friend.
Oh, an idiot.
I thought it was coach's daughter's pussy.
I'm glad you're getting pussy. What?
Coach's daughter's pussy. That's how you get
everyone
tickets.
Go to a Lakers game.
Yeah, go to the game.
I seen Mitch there too. That's like Mitch.
Nice.
Got a party coming up. He said he's gonna invite us to. So.
We're
gonna beat his ass if he ain't
lying.
Oh my bad, and I seen Denzel and Adam Sandler.
Are you?
They was in there too. Yeah,
that's funny.
They were close to your row.
No.
Denzel look old.
I mean, the closest
is
when they walked out where the girls walked out.
Right, gotcha.
They invited him. That's their girl.
Yeah, that's hilarious. What else we talking on?
Gail King.
Oh Lord,
you gotta touch on that real quick.
All right. So, you want to break down the story? Or?
Well, Gayle King over the weekend had an interview with Lisa Leslie, and she brought up Kobe's old sexual allegation case, mm-hmm. and the internet lit a fire under her ass to where she feels threatened and scared. She didn't show up to work, and Oprah came out defending her crying.
Yeah.
Well, fake crying.
Yeah,
fake crying.
And just a bunch of people called her out because she was wrong.
Yeah, she was wrong. It's a time and place for everything, and that just wasn't the time or the place in that interview.
Here's my thing. He's already been acquitted.
Yeah.
He was alive long enough for you to ask him.
Yeah.
And he's dead. It's only been a week.
His family
is still mourning. Why are you asking that question? But the part that really didn't like is she tried to convince Lisa. When Lisa gave her answer, she like, But what about?
But you didn't know. Like, you wouldn't know. Like,
it's like,
leave it alone.
Leave it. Like, leave it where it's at.
I've heard, I think Charlamagne said this, that it was, you know, I'm not mad. I agree with him. I'm not mad at the initial question. If you're talking about the totality of his life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That, you know, he did have some bad history. Yeah. Any thoughts on it? boom. No, I did thought better.
Move
than
on.
Just move on.
Move on.
When right. she kept pressing yeah. on pressing. It, when she kept pressing, that's, it yeah, was the, like, yo, what the fuck you doing? Now it's like your agenda.
Yeah,
you're,
yeah,
you
yeah.
trying, this is
clear. Here's why people are mad, because it's not the first time. Like, her and Oprah have a track yeah, record thus yeah. far yeah. of doing this. Mm-hmm. So that's why, like, this was like the final straw that people just went off on her. So that's why they're really mad. Gotcha. Like, and then they're friends with Harvey Weinstein, all these other mm-hmm. people, and they don't never ask those ever. Questions yeah. or bring ever. Any
they need
that
to be
up.
Digging into them.
So that's who you need to be digging into instead of someone like Kobe. Like,
yeah.
it was no point of that. Yeah. It was no point of that question, honestly.
And Lisa handled it. She handled it really good.
She,
well,
Lisa was about mm-hmm. you not pulling me here.
Yeah, 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 you're not pulling. Yeah, that's professionalism.
Right. I think
Oprah. Oh, go ahead.
I heard someone, I wish I could remember, I think like the Daily Beast or Total Daily Beast, mm-hmm. and she said the problem is the narrative of race that's missing in the conversation, mm-hmm. right? So, she brought up Emmett Till. Emmett mm-hmm. Till was legitimately lynched and murdered mm-hmm. for
mm-hmm. whistling at a
whistling white, at a white woman.
Allegedly.
Who later came out said and said it never happened.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Yep. Which is one of many I mean, yeah. cases that
right. Happened. So this is a black man thing. Black man, white woman. White women accuses black man.
Mm-hmm.
Black man could be innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Black man is guilty.
It's the same thing with immediately. The Tulsa. What's the five kids in New York?
Central Park. You have the kid who was accused of like. Child molestation because of his girlfriend.
I did.
Like he's playing. Yeah. They were both yeah, yeah. high school kids, yes. but he had pictures of her, mm-hmm. yeah, and it yeah. was child pornography and child molestation. This is a very black,
yeah.
white thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So because of that, the black community is highly sensitive. When OJ was, I'm not OJ. Sorry. When Kobe was acquitted because she refused to testify or they dismissed the case.
Well, she had different semen samples on her. She had seven yeah. different
right.
ones.
She was schizophrenic. She was in the streets wilding.
Yeah.
So we were like, there you go, white girl. So for Gail to bring that up now and try to push this narrative that he is guilty, it was like, first of all, black woman,
you're
supposed to be on our side.
Yeah.
Second of all,
He just died. Family mourning. Where's his daughter? Like,
ain't
what you doing?
The funeral hasn't happened, yeah. right? And yep. you're pushing this narrative. So, like, the response,
mm-hmm.
a bit extreme because apparently there were death throats.
Yeah,
threats. I can't talk today or something.
Yeah,
this is my third one.
Testosterone.
I get you.
You just came for training.
Get some tea.
But that narrative that mm-hmm. she's pushing is why the backlash was so hard. It's like,
yeah.
take care of us.
Right.
And she didn't do that.
Right.
And then all the photos of her and Oprah and Harvey Weinstein.
Kissing them. Kissing this man.
In the mouth.
The cheek and,
this not,
I don't know about
the mouth. No, fuck it. In the mouth.
I mean, just like, you know, Oprah and her got to be careful. They ain't going to be invited to the barbecue no more because
they got their toe on the outside right now.
And, you know, this is how I always feel, to be honest with you. Like, a lot of times, like, when I see, you know, we got to be careful who we look up to, period. And I'm not going to let this moment, even with Oprah doing the documentary back-to-back black men, you know, what was it? R. Kelly, Russell, then Bill Cosby, and then
Michael
Russell.
And then the Michael.
Michael Jackson. 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 Like, they're just going after all. It's like, yo, right. your homeboy who you kissing on in pictures is the biggest claim of this shit. And
she
you not
Harpo
even.
Hit her. That's all that shit is.
And
Harpo. You told Harpo.
Right.
She's still own that ring.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, when that money, when that check's coming from a certain place, you know. But I think, you know, Snoop was calling her a bitch and shit, you know, and really got after it. And I didn't, wrong or right, that was one of his best friends. That's an LA.
Yeah, that's it.
Your man's dies and somebody starts talking shit. Yeah, yeah. You're going to go after him. So, you know. But I think why it hurts the most is it's because she's on our team. You're supposed to be on our team.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
If it comes from the opposition on basketball, you expect the opposition to try to block your shot.
Yeah,
but look,
you don't expect someone on your team to knock it down.
I think what made it even worse is her explanation for it, saying it was the network.
Right.
I'm all like, you have
bullshit.
The right. You don't have to ask the question. Bill Bellamy came out. He did a great point. He said he interviewed Tupac, Michael Jackson, and Prince all at the most controversial times. And he said, as they friend, I didn't ask them certain questions because they trusted me, and I didn't want to throw them under the bus, give them even more negative light. So as an interviewer, he was saying, you have the choice to ask this question or not. Mm-hmm. You chose to ask it.
You chose to ask it. And that was you.
And it's a fine line, right? Because as comedians, I'm all for freedom of speech, saying what the fuck you want to say, when you want to say it.
Yeah.
Not that that doesn't go without repercussions.
Yeah.
Right? You could lose your job, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
We saw that with Ari Shaffir, which is a dude that said, you know, Kobe Bryant's dead, good job, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
He
was saying he was come close to comedy.
And, it wasn't a joke.
That's my biggest point, right?
It wasn't a joke.
There was no joke in the thing. You're just saying somebody's dead, and he tried to follow it up with, I say this about everybody who dies. As a theoretical thing, right?
Yeah.
He laid it out as everybody always worships people when they die to the max. It's all glory, glory, glory. He said, so every time somebody dies, he wants to be to point out the other shit, which as... You know, I see, okay, you're trying to be, you know, that guy. When you die, we'll know you for that. That's what he always used to do.
Right.
But is that something really?
No,
from a comedic standpoint, fuck it. You could say a joke about Kobe. I love Kobe. I shed some tears when he died.
You could say a joke,
You could
if it's a joke.
If it's a joke.
Yeah,
if it's, you know what I'm saying?
It gotta be funny.
It gotta be funny. It gotta be funny, but what he said wasn't funny, and that was my biggest thing about it. It just wasn't funny. But all these people need to just, like, you know, think more. Gayle King talking about, she said, I think you might have mentioned, she said something like, if men do better, they won't be in this position as much, or something along those lines. And that's when everybody was bringing up, what about, hey, Gayle, you know, all these niggas that got falsely acclaimed for doing nothing? Like, what are you talking about? Like, what side are you on? So... I think it's a long conversation that's going to be had.
It looks like she don't use too much seasoning on her food anyway. So
no, they got bland ass chicken.
Bland ass chicken. You think them her thick thighs are fake?
Yeah, they ain't doing nothing though.
You know what I'm saying?
Vegetarians.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, you know, Beyonce had the fake belly that collapsed supposedly. Maybe she got some fake thighs. Like, I'm trying to look more like a black auntie out here.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
In recent news,
why'd you say that so loud?
In recent news, Erykah Badu came out and said she's going to produce a candle that smells like her vagina.
Two things.
Hold on. Before, Gwyneth Paltrow a couple weeks earlier has said she's going to do a perfume. Based
what
on
is up
her
with these women
vagina.
And me vagina sin?
Listen.
Go ahead.
Everybody relax.
My bad.
Everybody relax.
Go ahead. I'm going to think.
Don't be a pussy about it. So.
They trying to make me one. they trying to spray it on me. Go ahead.
I have no problem with you doing what you want to with your vagina. It's your body, your world. My thing is to package that with chemicals to spray. I don't know.
No.
I don't think one is even healthy or sanitary.
Two things.
It ain't worth it.
Okay, it ain't worth it.
One, I'm attracted to Erykah Badu.
For sure.
I always have.
Yes.
For sure.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued. I want to smell it.
Two, I'm intrigued.
First thing I thought.
The source or the candle?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, both. I'd rather have the source.
Yeah, both.
I don't need
but I got to start at the candle.
Yeah.
But two.
Maybe.
Two. All I thought about, if I was one of her exes, I got to get it, smell it, like.
She lying.
Yeah. She bullshit.
That ain't it. I didn't want to smell like.
Lying ass.
Hold on, but her exes, that ain't it. That ain't shit, because she's ruined lives. Whatever she's got between.
No. But they also came up. You know, they went vegetarian. They did a lot of stuff. So maybe you'll spread. You'll start to eat better.
I don't think it's the smell. I promise you, it wasn't the smell that fixed them. First, I guarantee you it wasn't the smell.
It's a pheromone.
If anyone was to do this, I thought Erica was perfect to do it, though.
Yeah, if
anyone could pull this off, it's Erica Badu.
I'm intrigued, but I'm scared.
Erica, yeah.
I want to smell it.
I would love to have a rendezvous with Erica, right? Mm-hmm. But if I come out wearing glasses with tape in the middle, selling bean pods and newspapers, I feel like that'll be my consequence. Yeah, I would just have to deal with that.
If I saw it firsthand like that, then I'll really be scared.
And with both of those cases, I was like, there's no, because like there are vaginas that don't smell like anything. There are vaginas that have some smell. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't know.
That's why it's intriguing.
What are they mixing it with? I'm not gonna lie, I'd smell both just because I want to. I don't care for the Gwen.
I don't care, but I'm gonna smell it anyway.
Yeah.
None of it's real, man.
It's not gonna.
It's
not gonna happen.
Every candle, bring it over. Let me get a little bit of juice on.
Well, the question is, how did she go to the studio or the lab and just like
it's supposed to mimic?
Is it? That's what I'm saying. Is it?
But you got to get the source first. You can't just imitate what you don't know.
That's why she knows
what she smells.
That's why it would be a good interview.
They'd be like,
someone need to interview her and say, what's the process?
What's the process? Do you squat over something?
She probably took a little bit, put it in a vial, sent it to a lab France. They took it apart, broke down the DNA.
Could you imagine a bunch of guys, there's a little huckleberry in that bitch.
There's a little.
Imagine a bunch of guys in a lab with gloves on it. Sit it down.
All right, guys, we're gonna be here
for weeks.
You just got a bunch of prisoners' jobs. This is your first dude. Yo, I'm out of jail. Yo, let me. Can I get you to the pussy factory?
I'm trying to go smell the new. Do you think it's gonna become a trend where, like, if this gets like everybody will start doing it?
All you prisoners, we can officially get you jobs. Either we could get you jobs at the law firms as assistants, where you could build your way up. Or you could smell pussy juices for a lab. Anybody for law?
No.
Anybody for pussy juice?
Yes.
You see his hands go
Raheem,
up.
Raheem, weren't you defending yourself?
Raheem.
It could be a trend, but not everyone can pull it off.
Not everybody, like a Rihanna could pull it off.
Erykah Badu. Yeah, you got to have certain aesthetic. You got to have real sex appeal to do that. You can't just be anybody and do that.
At what month, at what period in her monthly cycle?
No pun intended.
No, because, you know, like fresh off the cycle, it's got a little of.
That metallic-y?
We won't know. Metallic. That's why I said, look, yeah, we either got to get an interview iron, or we got to.
This man has eaten pussy right out the box. Are you clear, babe?
Look.
Metallic-y.
It's either we got to get
a beer so strong.
Come on.
We
got
to get an interview to get all the information, or we got to look at the description on the candle. Because I'm sure it got to come with some type of description on there. It's her telling the
you know it's
something.
Not natural, first of all. It's going to be scented.
It's going to be scented, based
but
on.
But it's just so intriguing. I just got to smell it.
It is intriguing.
They should call it Pussy by Badu.
If you
Pussy
walk by it in the store, you
Pussy
Badu.
Badu.
Pussy Badu.
You gonna pick it up. Listen, if you walk by us.
That might be another title.
You walk through the perfume aisle, you like.
Wait a minute. No, imagine.
Now, it'd be funny. You walking through the aisle. Baby?
No, that's the same one. It's my wife.
The first thing you do is smell your finger. No, it ain't me.
You pick up some other customer's fingers.
Hey, put down my wife, dog. That is funny.
So did y'all see this carjacking with Lori Harvey?
Yes.
Well, I heard it, but I didn't.
Yes.
She was in a parking garage. She was putting some stuff in the trunk. Dude crept around the car, jumped in the driver's seat. She tried to get him out. He pushes her. She tries again. He pushes her. And then she just walks off calmly.
Calmly walks off.
It's on video?
Yeah. Just calmly. And everyone's like, is this real?
Like, why?
Was this a publicity stunt? Like, she didn't walk. She didn't look back. She didn't run off.
Yeah,
she just walked off calmly. And the reason she walked off, because she got the push start. So you got to have the key
the little fob.
If you walk a far distance, the car won't steer.
Yeah. So that's
why she did that. It's smart. But the way she walked off was very, it was too calm.
It was like a sudden shift. It was like, boom, fight, boom, fight.
And I'm talking about calm, not like,
no, there was no.
Didn't look back, nothing.
It looked weird.
I hear right that she took like a selfie talking about something afterwards? Like,
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that.
To be struggling for your car.
Yeah.
And then to literally be like.
It's not worth it.
Right. And then to turn around like somebody was like, hey, Lori, come here.
Oh, shit.
Like that's it.
That's right. How she walked off.
Like somebody yelled, cut, Lori, let's do makeup.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
She looked down on the phone, didn't look back, walking slowly. Not someone who just got robbed.
Because me, I'm out of there. Like if it's that type, if I'm what the fuck? Right. I'm searching for help running. But she just really, it was weird. I don't know.
It was weird.
I mean, you know, there's a strong chance, you know, she with Future now. She could have been on some Molly Percocet. You know what I'm saying? She could have been just floating. You know what I'm saying? She getting pushed back.
Well, she wasn't floating when she first attacked. No, so.
You remember how the Green Ranger used to play the thing?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She heard that and she got calm. She,
Percocet.
The Green Ranger food. No, that shit was weird.
What was said after? Like, I was robbed? Did she call the police?
She said that they were trying to take her car, but then she said she realized she had the key fob and walked off. But that doesn't justify how she walked off so calm. Like, she really walked off calm. And then you see another black car pull up. And buddy that was trying to take.
But I pulled up before she walked, though.
Yeah,
she walked behind it.
And she walked behind it, but then the car stayed there, and then buddy hopped in the car.
There's some timing things that don't match.
Right.
Because the black car was there first.
Right, and then she was like, oh, let me just walk off. Like, it wasn't like, bitch, move. It was like, oh, your friend's here?
Jeez.
Yeah, when you see the video, you can be like, oh,
This is weird.
Real quick, I want to take a quick break real fast, and we'll be right back.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Yeah, Yo, what's up, Comedy Trap House listeners? I just wanted to interrupt this podcast really quick to tell you that the Boss Talk Patreon now has a video tier. If you are not a part of the Patreon community, you can become a part of it by going to patreon.com/comedytraphouse. There we give you your midweek pick-me-up, your gems, and your jokes, and you can get the Boss Talk podcast. If you are already a member, now you can get the video tier. So log on, subscribe, share, tell people about it, man, because it's just changing lives slowly but surely. And we are loving what we're getting. We're loving the feedback, and we just love you guys for supporting us. So, yeah, the Boss Talk Patreon now has a video tier. And back to this episode of the Comedy Trap House. All right, guys, welcome back. Cam want to holler at us about a Twitter story he's seen. So
I'm going to read this story. I didn't want to give y'all details. I just want y'all to hear it and y'all react as y'all go. So this girl wrote, okay, so boom, me and my dude been on. This came from a, what's your worst?
You already know.
She got me from New York. Okay, so boom.
Okay, so boom, me and the dude been on and off for years. We've been in drive-bys with his baby mama. She's gone called Pookie and them to beat my ass. Legit been through some things. All type of shit we done been through. All that. She says, so I got tired of ducking and dodging his baby mama and this bitch being camped out in my bushes calling me private and all this other goofy shit. So I told him we need to be done because your baby mama crazy. So I blocked him. We ain't talked for a month. Then boom. So I'm at home. I get a call. This dude drunk and stuck at the club. He need me to come get him, which really mean he wanted to give me some of that perk dick. But anywho, I'm telling him, nigga, you don't miss me. Boy, bye. But I went anyways because perk dick. Hello.
Hello. Said,
so yes. Boom, I go get him. He all drunk and shit, looking fine. I'm trying to act like I don't miss him. So I'm looking out the window trying to look mad. But I'm really excited because I know what I'm about to have. So we get to the house and we going crazy, you know, fucking, he's fine. His ass don't stink, nothing. He's showing out. Yeah. He off the perk, putting in work. So boom, the next day we wake up, he all in my face because he know I just gave him that work and he probably won't hear from me again because I'm still mad about baby mama. So we talk, he made me feel better, but hold up. Here's where it gets spooky. So dude gets in the shower because he getting ready to go, and I know he depressed because he hate his baby mama and she always want to call his PO when he cheating on her. Or you can't be cheating on people when you're on probation.
Nah, yeah, you got you.
Or try to leave her. So I guess he wanted to have sex again before he left. So he gets on the couch. I gets down on my knees ready to give that thug thizzle. He sits on the couch. So I'm got two hand twisting it out. Okay. Head bopping like a bubblehead because I had a point to prove. Okay. Stop playing with me. So he grabbing everything in sight like the bitch he is because I was giving him that pressure. So boom, like I'm just finna come. So to him, I turn up. So I'm going, y'all. So he come, I'm done, I'm feeling like the Mac of the century, so I'm still sitting on my knees, and dude get off the couch to go put his clothes on. I'm looking around like, what is that smell? I raise my arms like, is it me? What the fuck? Nigga, I look over to the couch, and there's boo-boo. Wet, slippery kind. And I had to stare at it for a minute, because I'm like, did this nigga just shit on my couch? So I'm distraught at this point, and I didn't want to make him feel bad, because you a grown man, you just sit on my couch. So he dressed and sitting across the room and talking to me about bullshit I don't even remember, because all I kept thinking was, this nigga shit on my couch. So he's still talking, blah, blah, blah. At this point, he trying to do it again, so he started trying to fill on my cat, and I'm like, nah, I'm good. Do you know he made a comment about me not being wet? Nigga, you shit on my couch. I'm a fucking desert right now. So anyways, I'm like, well, I got to go walk my fish type shit, anything to get him out the house ASAP, and I'm in the house alone staring at the shit and shit staring at me like. So I'm cleaned up the shit. I'm back and forth like, helping not to throw up. Long story short, the smell never came out the couch. I bought a new couch and never spoke to him again.
Wait. All right.
That's what I said when I read that.
Ironically, that's
so many levels.
That's not the first couch shitting story I've heard before.
My question is, she didn't say nothing to him?
No, you gotta say.
I'm not cleaning that up. You cleaning that up.
You shit on my couch.
First, he didn't know?
Yeah, that's my. How the fuck? Listen, dude.
I don't want no head that's gonna make me shit.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, I was gonna say. I mean,
don't know.
Actually,
that must be about. Some fire ass head.
Because that's obviously what happened. He must have been squeezing so hard.
That's not a push.
Remember, he was at the club doing drugs and drinking.
That's what I'm saying. Have any of y'all done Molly Percocet?
No.
Do you know the side effects? Could it be shit inducing?
No, but alcohol. You know, a bunch of alcohol. You probably ate a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
probably perk.
I don't know. She said perk dick. I've done Molly and
okay. No shit,
Marvin.
I'm messing with you. What?
Let me know.
Mother right now.
Let me know the next time you do it. But
and that shit is amazing. I'm gonna put it out there. It's the one drug I avoid because I'm like, oh, this is how I'll become a junkie. If you look back and it's like, oh, Marvin's a junkie. Molly. Just walk by like Molly, but like
that was it.
You got
it.
Right?
Yeah.
So head on Molly.
It's different. Okay.
It's different. Mm-hmm. I don't do the perk shit, but
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know why he could have shit it without knowing.
No.
Okay.
That is what I'm That's saying. Still, like even with that, you still know what's happening. Like everything's on 10.
You can still feel your butthole.
Right. Yeah. So we've all like maybe here's a TMI moment maybe, okay. But I'm gonna say we all and I'm gonna blame it on you.
Okay.
We've all been hitting it from the back and like fart a little bit, like at some point.
I mean,
hold on. Like, you
who
are them.
Who fart?
Hold on.
Both.
No.
He said
no.
Nah.
Never.
I ain't never been
hitting it from the back.
I never
and farted. I fart.
No.
I've made a girl. I've made you.
No. I farted once. I farted once.
You hit it from the back and farted.
I think I farted once. I think I love farting.
Never farted.
It's not a big fart.
It's not a big fart. It's a little. It might look something little.
I'm not saying I never farted during sex. But hitting it from the back?
But you know that you farted. So I don't understand how this
That's the point.
Some shit slide.
That's the only thing I could think of.
He didn't smell it. He didn't feel it. He just got up, got dressed.
And then
I'm
about to say he didn't wipe again, so he got shit.
Because obviously he slid. Because it wasn't a turd. It was a streak, probably.
It could have been a shark that just came out.
Oh, no.
Word, but even if it's a shark, like you know when shit ain't right.
You know when shit
like,
is out.
We've all been there when you're about to fart
well,
and you
obviously,
go, I'm
obviously
not even
he
sure
did.
What this one's going to be.
Obviously he didn't.
I think it's the Percocet, man.
It has to be.
It has to be like
but this
anti-butthole
is next
feeling.
Day. And he just got out of the shower.
But I don't know
so
how
he
long
he should have shit it before he got
remember,
in the shower.
Remember, he came from the club, so it's early. It's already next day when she got him.
Yeah.
So he still could be.
Future might know more about this because
Future
had a
shit
song
on the couch
called
before.
Shit. Right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
For the silver.
That's where he got it from. I shit on your couch and then I live with
him. I'm saying. We didn't go back and look at the lyrics.
I know that
go look up Future look shit. It must be a common thing.
It's Future's
ex. That's Future's ex.
We go back and look at the promotional cover. You see a shitty couch cover in the back.
Is that Sierra's?
The way, phenomenal way to describe it because she's describing it like a dude would describe a story.
Right.
All right, so boom. All right, bet. Give me that pressure.
Yeah, right. I'm like 90% sure that person is really a dude.
I looked her up. It's a girl.
It's a girl.
I looked her up. Yeah, I went
what
to the media.
Like?
That is.
But every time I get a crazy story, I need to see a face.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm that person. I need to see what you look like.
You got to see a face.
Yeah.
That reminds me of a story my homegirl told me. She's like, guys, moral of the story is make your beds before you invite a girl over. She said she was dealing with this dude, and she already didn't really want to keep dealing with him, but, you know, she wanted some sex. So, cool. So he's like, yo, come over. So she gets there, and the bed's kind of like crumbled, like the sheets is kind of crumbled up. They ain't, you know, so they get in the bed, they fuck, they do whatever, they roll around, da-da-da. So at the end, he goes, he grabs her panties. He throws them at him. He's like, here you go. There go your panties. And, you know, he filling this up. You know, we just did our thing, da da da. She goes, these aren't my panties. She goes, these aren't my panties. He's like, those ain't true.
No. See, at that point, I've come to the point where, like, if I fuck up that bad, I'll leave.
Yeah. But he was at home.
Just walk out.
He was at home.
I still walk out.
Yeah,
I'll be back later.
She was like, these ain't my panties. He was like, oh. She was like, so you just not gonna wash your sheets? She was like, she's more so mad. He didn't even take the time to wash his sheets from the time before.
I mean, there's been times I've been a nigga,
but full panties in there.
I thought you were about to say he threw underwear. It was his, and she
got shit on. No, that would have been.
That was the logical thing.
That would have been. No. She threw it. It just wasn't hit. Wasn't her panties. she said this was a couple years. So it might have been like 26.
27,
something like that. No, but
he was set up, is what I'm going to say. I'm a defense attorney.
Okay,
I'm a
defense, okay. Yeah.
Because that's a chick move when she wants somebody else to know she's around, right? Because I've had this happen where, like, I've made my bed.
Yeah.
And the drawers were
tucked on the back end
underneath. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm hitting it from the back. I may or may not have farted, but while she's looking down, she reaches and goes, "Whose are these?" And I'm like, "Yours." These aren't mine. I knew they weren't yours.
Is this not your girlfriend?
Well, that's the thing. It's not your girl, and but she's got to eat it. But you still
it should
can't,
be. It's
it
a hygiene
be
thing.
Thrown in her face.
Yeah.
Where was it at when you found it? Hmm? Where was it at?
It was at the. So you know how the headboard and the wall have that little fucking
that
gap.
Little crack. Yeah. Okay. It was right in there.
But that's not like
that headboard gap dangerous.
Draws don't get there. That is an intentional deposit. Right.
I mean,
when I pull draws off, they go. That way. Right.
Mm-hmm. So, bull,
yeah,
X-ray.
That way.
Yes.
Right.
Same way.
Same way as the fart. Same way as the fart.
It's amigos ass. Yeah, that way.
All of it goes this way. Nothing goes to the top of the bed.
All of her drawers go that way.
That's funny.
So, that. He was set up. That's what I'm saying.
No, for sure. I mean,
all of Marvin Breece bad and bougie.
But you know, I have heard of some shit like that though, like where Mike
leaving
told
hair.
The story.
No, leaving hair.
Yeah, all that
a chick left hair on the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like around the rim or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh
yeah.
Shit,
that's some
psycho ass shit.
That's some wild shit.
Some wild shit. And girls are super detectives. Nigga, I've cleaned.
Oh yeah.
I've rolled shit.
Oh yeah.
I've like made sure. Shit is perfect, and they'll be like, "Hey, what's this piece of hair around your balls?" I didn't know there was a piece of hair. Around your balls.
Yeah. Listen, dude, yeah.
That is a girl with straight hair is the most dangerous girl in the world.
That's one of the funniest jokes I ever heard.
Everywhere.
One of the funniest jokes I ever heard is black dude was talking on stage. He was like, "Yo, I fuck with white girls, man. I like getting hair, like all that." He was like, "But white women, y'all got to tie up your head better, man, because weeks later, I'm pulling hair off my balls like Easter egg basket grass." No.
Like
Easter egg basket grass.
That shit was
who
so
said that?
Funny.
You know who said
it,
that?
No, I can't remember his name. Yeah, I just seen him at a chocolate sundae.
That was funny.
Shut up.
That shit, and it's, what's this?
Right.
It ain't yours, bro.
Yeah, straight hair is dangerous.
Straight hair is dangerous.
Yeah. You cough and be like, what the? Come on my side. But never mind. I want to talk about Valentine's Day, particularly for you.
Okay.
Because one,
you want to get me some?
I was thinking about it.
Okay,
about a nice little maybe Easter egg basket for Valentine's Day.
He no hair in that.
But do you feel, as you know, someone who's in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
The pressure of Valentine's Day, or are you two kind of like, it's another day. We do stuff regardless. Because I feel like there's always, you know, you start to see all these memes during Valentine's Day and this and that and that. I'm just like, Valentine's Day is so whatever to me. And I don't know if it's just because I'm not in a relationship, but even when I was in one.
Yeah.
This is a consumer holiday.
I was like, I don't know. So I was just wondering, like.
My girl's very low maintenance. Cool. She doesn't ask for a lot, doesn't need a lot. She's very cool. We cool.
Cool.
Wonderful, you know, experience. Yeah. That doesn't go to say that she wouldn't like something.
Gotcha.
No matter what day it is.
Gotcha.
Right?
No matter what
Valentine's
day
it is. Day is, like, you know, sure, she could be like, oh, it's cool. We don't have to do nothing, whatever.
Yeah.
But you know. Deep down,
you know, you start seeing everybody else getting gifts. You start,
yeah,
you
man,
know,
right. Like you know,
you gotta
at the
fall
end of the
line
day,
Valentine's Day is a second
feeling,
birthday
man.
For girls.
Pretty much,
you know, yeah. You know what's funny is like, say you know you got your girl something, maybe you got her something just nice,
right? Right.
I'm
right.
Chilling with my girl. Y'all come over on Valentine's Day. Hey, man, Emmanuel got me da 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 da. I'm looking at you. What the fuck? Why you do now? You know I gotta go out to the goddamn store.
You gotta wait until tomorrow.
You bring that shit out later. But what I'm thinking is, over the past like 2 years, mm-hmm. OnlyFans has been popping. We were just talking about that this morning.
That's Only the fans that's the site where it's Twitter, but it's like you can look at girls naked like, or some shit.
Yeah, it could be anything.
But a lot of the girls
people are using it for is mm-hmm. like raunchy stuff.
Yeah, raunchy okay. stuff. I think this year it's a leap year. Things should be done differently. Mm-hmm. All these women are making money off OnlyFans. Treat me to Valentine's Day. I feel like y'all getting a lot of y'all getting treated well throughout this whole year.
Hold on, I don't.
No, listen.
Okay.
Dating a girl?
No.
I'm just saying.
If my girl had OnlyFans, because I seen a girl specifically that had OnlyFans talking about my man needs to be doing this for me. And so I was like,
hold on. So there's girls on OnlyFans
making bread.
Where niggas go on there. To listen to her talk about what her nigga ain't doing?
No. OnlyFans by itself.
I'm just saying, that's what you just said.
So, OnlyFans by itself, she has her OnlyFans. Some make 20K a month.
Right.
Boom. Yeah. But then I see on Instagram or Twitter them saying, you know, I'm so excited for my man to do this for me for Valentine's Day.
I got you.
Nah, boo. Take that 20K. You invest something in your man because you out here winning.
It's just women have the upper hand, right? This is what it is. In terms of that, you know, it's always man is take you out, do all that shit, right? That's the agenda, I guess. But
women have always had the upper hand. They're just using it. Like, I couldn't put my dick smell in a bottle.
Well, so, right.
Like,
right.
You imagine
right. You gotta work.
But balls. That's now.
Don't nobody want no telp smell.
My balls see, being lit in your living room.
But
like,
back in the day, see, like
Marvin's
women,
Garden.
Guys used to Marvin's Garden.
That sounds like a project in Baltimore.
Garden. That shit.
Marvin's Garden.
Said it sounds like a project in Baltimore.
I don't know why I had to be Baltimore.
Marvin's Garden.
Because you're from there, so I sound like a project.
Shout out to Beatmore, man.
Don't go in Marvin's Garden.
My thing is, at one point, it was a little more skewed towards men because back in the day, you know, niggas beat the shit out of women. So once you could put your hands on a woman, or not that you could, but once when they did, that gives you a physical hand over mm-hmm. them just mm-hmm. in every essence. Now, where we're more civilized and we're coming to a normal society mm-hmm. or what we consider a normal society, you're not supposed to do that. Don't mm-hmm. touch a woman, none of that, right? Mm-hmm. But now you got incidences like Johnny Depp. Have you seen what's going on with that?
No.
Okay, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Am I right? No. Or am I wrong, Hannah?
Yeah, Amber Heard.
Amber Heard is Johnny Depp's wife, right? Okay. There's mm-hmm. been this whole thing that she's been either trying to divorce him or something, but she's saying that he used to beat her and physical mm-hmm. abuse and verbal abuse and all this. Mm-hmm. Now tapes have been leaking that he recorded where she's admitted, yeah, I put my hands on you, but who they gonna believe?
Oh,
essentially,
oh,
okay?
Shit.
There's more out there on it, but these are on the
tapes.
Wild. The same day, and these tapes have been coming out this past couple years. Listen, when I was a kid, Johnny Depp was one of the biggest stars.
Yeah,
this was Pretty Boy, you know, number three at least out there, right?
That's Edward. That's his hand.
I seen a picture of this man where he looked decrepit and just like, he looked like he falling apart.
He like Jerry Jones?
And I was like, what happened to Johnny? He kind of. Yeah. I was like, what happened to Johnny Depp, man? And now these tapes start coming out. And you see, like, this woman has been manipulating the fuck out of this man.
Oh, shit.
And at the same time, I think one more tape dropped sometime this weekend. She was at a Me Too rally speaking in front about, we are sick and done and tired of it. And I'm just like, this is the reason why the whole thing about, like, just believe women. You can't. Believe facts.
You believe facts.
Believe
yeah,
facts. You gotta like, you don't just believe women just because they could lie, too.
Yeah.
If it's all even, there could be good people and bad people on every side.
Yeah.
And so.
Gail King.
So I don't know how the fuck I got to this topic.
But yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know.
OnlyFans is how you got
only
there.
Fan, only right.
fans.
This was Valentine's Day.
She going to start OnlyFans.
She got to start OnlyFans.
I don't know how you got there. What was your reason for going there?
But I don't even
good
remember.
Story. It was a good story. Yeah.
But we here.
I didn't know that.
We here.
So what's the conclusion? Like, what are people saying?
The tapes
when the
are leaking
that.
Oh, it's getting crazy.
It's getting bad.
Because are they turning against her now?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. There are some women, you know, there's some people still trying to stick up for, but it's mostly like, oh, she.
What did she say?
I don't believe. Have you heard anything, Hannah? Has there been another public statement since yesterday?
I don't know. I haven't followed it that closely.
Appreciate it. But yeah, so
so basically, she got started on OnlyFans. OnlyFans solve this. Get your money. You get
Amber Heard's OnlyFans.
you get out there, but
that's messed up, man.
That is messed up. That's trash.
Because, man, yeah, go ahead.
Last couple things before we get out of here. So there
and,
was
and real quick. Let me make this clear too: is that ruins it for other women.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's a major part. It ruins it for other women that have been abused, and you're taking advantage of that. So yeah.
Yeah, it was like the Juicy Smollett issue.
Yes.
For black folks.
Exactly. Yeah. You're ruining it for all of us.
So this just happened. So yesterday there's a viral clip going around of the stripper that fell from this like 15 feet from this pole. I think her name is Jania Sky, and she did actually end up hurting herself. She fractured her jaw and I
broke
think
some teeth.
Yeah, I think broke some teeth, all this. And you know, people were making jokes at first, but like this young lady could have really lost her life because
like,
way
she
fell,
she
I'm surprised
first.
She didn't.
Yeah.
Like, but she first off, she hit, got up, still started
and
twerking.
And then show must go on.
I like, said, that's first off, that's phenomenal.
She's a G.
Right.
Yeah.
She's a G for that. And go ahead.
I was just surprised no one ran up immediately. Like,
the girl in
just,
the video was like, oh my God, is she okay? I mean, that's
everyone. Just, I would have. At least Walter. Hey,
yeah.
Oh, stop! Are you all right? You just because
she could have been confused. Like,
I'm about to say, I just that was her automatic response was just
because if she fell any other way, it could have been a wrap. It could've,
if she falls like that again, it might be a wrap.
Yeah, no. So all that happened, I was like, you know what? I am glad she's okay. She made a video talking about how you know she's overwhelmed with positivity. She was crying in the video because you know people are just pouring in there and it's all this stuff.
She looked like she should have fell apart.
Yeah, because
as soon as she hit the ground, she smacked. I was like particles just turned.
I was like, fuck. So then, I see all that. Cool. This is my question for this whole situation: do strippers get workers' comp, or do they have some type of medical? Because that's a serious injury,
but I don't know because not like is so many strippers, and sometimes they all don't just work at one place. They be bouncing
for
around,
sure.
Right, yeah. So I don't know.
Are they contractors?
That's what I'm saying.
There's not a stripper union.
There's not a stripper union.
Should there be? Because things like this, there's been cases like this that have happened before.
We need to bring a stripper on.
Next
week.
Because and should these poles?
Marvin's gonna be back too.
I guess for
on the floor.
Right, he's gonna be in the corner.
And I guess for entertainment purposes, this is good. But like safety wise, should these poles be this tall? Should they be going up this high? You know, usually the poles you get in your house, they right here to the.
Well, I figured she was down south because down south is where you have to be. Gymnast.
No, for sure. Texas. It was in Texas. But the pole was crazy. And it's like, do you really need to go all the way up there? I don't know what moves she could have been doing because they're very talented. They do a lot of great
things. For me, I don't need all that. When I'm coming to strip club, I ain't coming for the gymnastics.
I'm not here for that.
Well, a lot of people are, though.
I'm here for the gymnastics.
I would say I was in Atlanta. I was at King of Diamonds. Somehow we got lost and ended up at strip club.
Or Diamonds
of
Atlanta.
Diamonds of Atlanta.
Let me ask you this.
Diamonds of Atlanta.
You continue.
Thank you for correcting me.
Before you continue. So you drove into the parking lot, paid for parking, got out, paid to get in. Exchange your money, and then you notice you got lost.
Because he was going to a birthday party.
He did everything, and then was like, "Oh shoot,
I'm lost."
The wrong party.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But I was there.
Makes sense. I see how that could happen.
Yeah, my frat brother. So he was like, "We'll do this," and then
makes sense.
The I thought this thing meant that we were on the way to Subway, and somehow I was like,
they was on their way to Marvin Gardens.
Marvin Gardens.
This girl is my height, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Blonde hair. Thick, like healthy, just you know.
Yeah. Amazon.
Your eyes are saying it all.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's Atlanta.
She gets on a pole. She does a series of things that my trainer aspect of me appreciated so much that I threw my entire wad of money. Because
you knew how strong her core had to be to pull off those moves.
And then to still twerk in the air. So there's an element of just like skill.
For sure.
And strength that comes with that. So I literally threw the whole thing at her, and I said, don't you dare do that again.
I've never threw money in strip club. I hand money.
The whole thing.
Because
no,
I get lap dancing.
I didn't even take the paper. I didn't even take the paper.
You think throw an envelope like you get from the bank.
Look, as a stripper, I would prefer that.
Yeah,
it's easier cleanup. Just grab that. I ain't got to be sweeping
the whole envelope in
there. We're not saying bombard women with the whole thing, but I threw it at her. I did. And I was upset, but I was impressed at the same time.
Yes.
I got her number after, but that is not neither here nor there. Yeah. But those the pole and the whole aspect of that is now you start to see 3-4 women on a pole at the same time.
For sure.
I saw one girl surfing.
Surfing. I've seen like that two a lot. Girls. Yeah. So I'm not gonna lie, that was pretty cool.
No, it is cool.
Still not there for that.
It's
way more there for that than some of those the white strip clubs where they doing like blow
the fire
and just like with the snakes and all this weird shit. Like I don't care about none of that.
I don't think nobody.
I need to see ass moving. But I like the effort going into the other tricks and movements.
For
and
me
stuff
to
like
see
that
is gonna be me moving a girl that's giving me a lap dance. Yeah. Because that's what that's where I would go. That's
I just don't know if they really need to be that high. Like them, is they
why
really,
not, man?
It's just
you gonna tell Hollywood stuntmen, oh, don't do it that hard.
No. But that's Hollywood.
But I'm saying this is what they get paid to do. This is your job.
Hollywood stuntmen have a union.
They do have a union. That's the thing. That's the point.
But whose job is it to create the union? That's
it's
the stripper.
Ours. The stripper.
No, it ain't.
No, it's not.
My job is to enjoy this ass.
That's true. That's
walk
true.
15 feet up to the roof and drop.
Strippers, if you're listening, now, it's time for y'all to
y'all got to unionize.
Yeah, unionize.
And they could. We don't even know, honestly.
They could.
They got the stripper coalition of America.
They could.
Like coming together.
They could. But I was listening.
Especially
like,
after what happened in the Super Bowl with the all the girls who mad they didn't get paid from that stripper
party. Oh, for
thing.
The, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, they didn't get paid.
Well, they got paid not as much as they should. Like, they paid to be in there.
You know who could change the world?
Crazy.
Cardi B. If Cardi B started, like, some type of United Stripper Union.
Yeah.
And was, like, the spokesperson and got
I would not listen to one thing she said, though.
You would. No, you would. It doesn't matter for us.
Yeah, don't matter for us.
This is like if Italians have a coalition, or not Italians, but, like, the truck drivers. I mean, you wouldn't care as long as you deliver my food, right?
Yeah. Right.
But as a customer, for them, for their protection and, you know, bossing up against the clubs when they not getting money, that could be a cool thing. Cardi B walk in anytime there's an issue at a club, you know what I'm saying, with the rest of all the money and
I think they do need it, though. It's a good
idea. How hard would it be as hard to join the SAG-AFTRA?
Probably.
Do they need
their vouchers?
No, because stripping ain't shame no more.
Yeah,
that's true.
For that no more?
No, not at all.
They don't care.
Yeah, I mean, strippers, you know.
Cardi B blew up.
Exactly.
Listen, dude.
Yeah. They tell you, I'm going to be here tonight. Come out here tonight.
Come watch me.
Marvin was who I was with. Remember that story I told when we left Mike's party and the girl?
Oh my God! Yeah,
down the window. Yeah, that's what I was with Marvin.
Where y'all going? Huh?
Make sure this is where I'm gonna be at. Don't come on Thursday because that's my off day. I don't work on Thursday.
That's
but everybody else, that shit was crazy. But yeah, I'm glad she's all right though. But that fall look.
Yeah. I'm glad you're good.
That fall look wild.
That's all we got.
And then we wrap up with the Oscars here. I didn't watch it,
Oscars,
but
anybody,
I did see that Hair Love won something, didn't it?
Hair Love, man. Did all y'all see that?
I seen
it. It was an animated short. Issa was in it as a mother, and it was all about basically a little girl and her.
The Hair Love.
I guess, the people who
created it.
The animated. It was one.
I think, something like that. Yeah. I don't know if the people wrote it or
that's
animated
dope,
or whatever. But that was really cool.
And then our boy got some. The Pit.
Brad Pitt won Best Supporting.
What's his name?
Once Upon a Time. Yeah.
He killed that.
Yeah.
Overall, man, who gives a fuck? Look, I like.
Yeah, overall,
know,
yeah.
The one thing they didn't. One, Marriage Story was one of my favorite movies last year. I thought that was. Have you
phenomenal.
Seen that? It was on Netflix. It
was
like
phenomenal. I've watched
anything that makes me feel that crazy or just like.
It's
a great movie.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And another one of my favorites was Adam Sandler's Uncut Gems, which
didn't get
any fucking nominations.
I'm going to say that. Any love.
I ain't get to watch it. It was
any
good.
Any love. It was a fantastic movie. But he did win an Indie Spirit Award and gave the best fucking speech.
Adam Sandler?
You saw the speech? Mm-hmm. Speech was so goddamn good.
He
put on those voices. You know, so I like to thank my little, you know how he does that. But he, like, it was great. It was really great.
Yeah, Janelle Monáe had a good opening thing. Then she do like
I might have missed that. I didn't.
I think she had an opening musical act where she had like all the black movie, like Black Panther and all that stuff.
The performance everyone was talking about was Eminem or something. He performed.
Yeah, Eminem. That shit was funny. Eminem came out and performed "Lose Yourself," and nobody knew. And so they cut to different people in the crowd. The array of faces in the crowd was hilarious. Some people were like.
Wait, so he came out during somebody's set or just randomly?
No, I think it was a performance. He was like, and, you know, introducing Eminem. And then it comes out, and if you had one shot.
Come on, one opportunity. Em is trying to get
and,
this sec.
And some people out there, they was really into it. And other people, and they showed like, Martin Scorsese. He was
never heard of it.
He was falling asleep.
Yeah, he's falling asleep. He's
like, are you serious? Like. That is hilarious.
My thing is though, who said let's get Eminem? Like why? Why?
Right, no,
like,
no. Eminem's huge though.
Oh, no,
but
even,
but like, why that? Song?
Usually
lose
they
yourself.
Get
yeah. Why right. lose yourself?
They usually get songs that were put in movies, like when The Weeknd performed at the
and
Oscars
that's what everybody
earned it.
And that's
it
what,
made sense.
That's what everybody's trying to figure out why this because you know 8 Mile 2001.
That's what I was about to say. That's so we, long ago.
None of this makes sense.
Palms are sweaty. They said, in fact, Eminem has a coronavirus because he said his palms are sweaty. His knees weak
are
offset.
Palms are heavy.
It's vomiting
on
his sweater
already.
Mom's spaghetti.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man. That's
random.
It was super random.
I got to go watch that now.
It was super random. Yeah, I was like, why is he on
this
here?
This is how old that song is. I, Kappa Alpha Psi is a non-Hazing fraternity. I want to put that out there.
Okay, all right.
But when we were going through our...
Hazing?
No, I just said Kappa Alpha Psi is a non-Hazing fraternity.
Okay.
When we were going through our membership intake process in 2002, that was the song we would play every day before we walked into our learning sessions. That was 16 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time.
That should not be at the Oscars.
Let me ask you this. As a Kappa, say you're going through the process, you're getting down to the last line, you know, who they got to pick, if you're going to cross or not, you dislocate your shoulder. You can't shimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to hold that against you?
Or do they have a workers' comp for Kappas as well?
Because I know how important shoulders are in the Kappa community.
Yeah, Kappa Alpha Psi is a non-hazing fraternity.
Yes.
Y'all better, because let me tell you, not haze, but be shimmying after a broken shoulder. Because that stripper girl, she kept twerking after she fell.
She did.
Shit, that's go hard or go home.
Yeah.
I injured my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It didn't affect my process.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
a shoulder. That's different.
Shoulder different. Y'all be doing.
Yeah,
a lot
but
of
you
shoulder
can't.
Movement.
But you gotta have a strong base.
I feel
to
you.
Shimmy.
But
you can't.
If your shoulder dislocated or broke, you ain't moving that shoulder.
Nah, you shimmy. You get through it.
Okay.
But you gotta be able to shimmy because if you don't shimmy, that's not.
Can you get Kappa if you can't dance?
Yes, there are
you
some
have
girls
no
out there. I can list 10 right now.
It's not.
And do they make sure they're not in the stroller?
We make sure they're not in the stroller.
Okay.
Hey, Steve.
Has anyone ever faked that they can't dance just so they wouldn't have to stroll?
No.
And then y'all caught him dancing.
No. Listen, in college,
you saw
at
Fred
that,
dancing
you
at the
want to be able
oh,
to
yeah,
stroll at a party.
Right.
That was like, we take over a whole party.
I'm going to be honest with you.
It made me so mad.
Because I'll be dancing
on
a girl, then I got to move.
You got to get out of the way.
Because I see these shoulders coming through.
Come on, man.
Yeah, so no, the only, like, as a noob, you want to be able to shimmy. So, and you want to be able to stroll. So there's no one's not strolling. If you see a Kappa on the side, not strolling.
He not a Kappa.
No. He can't dance.
He can't dance. Okay.
and he know it, okay. And the line know it, and they just put him
and
over
it's
there.
Okay. You
and
wait.
Just,
you go.
No, I'm
saying
you,
say
you
go over there.
You
wait.
Hey, we gonna go around. Everyone's gonna. You got the letters on. We can,
before y'all start going around. Do y'all decide how many rounds y'all gonna do?
No, it all depends on
the stroll.
What was y'all's song that set it y'all off?
The stroll or the See, I'm a little older, so our song was different. Like a lot of people do. Like right now, like the big Kappa shimmy is "Wipe Me Down," right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like "Wipe That's Me Down" comes on.
That's definitely what it was in Atlanta.
Yeah, every
definitely.
Like it don't matter if you're at a wedding.
Yeah.
Right. If "Wipe Me Down" comes on, move. Forget your first dance. We gotta stroll. Then y'all can go back and do your dance with your mama. I don't know why you're playing wipe me down with your mama, but I mean, just...
She had to wipe you down when you were little.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
She had to wipe you down when you were little, so...
I just remember, too, didn't Bootsy get in trouble for wearing a Kappa shirt? It was like with somebody?
Boozy, yeah, he wore, I think, his brother's or somebody's joint, and then he was online for, like, a strong 2 weeks talking about
he wanted to learn how to stroll.
He wanted to learn how to stroll, and that some Kappa needed to teach him to shimmy.
Is that why? Okay. Because I could swear somebody was like, the Kappas got mad at him.
He had on our letters. Because he wore our letters.
But they were like, but don't y'all dance to his song? Like, every single time? Is this the song, y'all anthem?
It was a good argument.
No, first of all, we don't have an anthem.
I'm just saying, though.
And the only reason that song still gets played at parties is because noobs are there. And somebody requested.
Talk that shit.
So what we're not going to do is say he made us. What we're going to say is that song is still relevant.
Because, all right.
You're welcome, America.
I got two more things on the Oscars.
Oh, go ahead.
One, Scarlett Johansson. I talked about Marriage Story. Yep. I think she's probably the best actress of our time right now. The newest. I think she's the best.
Okay.
Look at last year. You'll see three different movies. You see three different movies last year. Three different movies last year alone with three different ranges. One, Endgame. Two, Marriage Story. And three, she was in this other movie called Jojo Rabbit that was fucking fantastic.
Meryl
Streep
be acting too.
I said of our generation. This generation.
Okay. Lupita be acting.
Lupita's young. I haven't seen enough from her yet.
True.
I haven't seen enough from her yet. What she's been in is great.
That Marriage Story to
body.
Me, I said, it's a scene in there when in an office and that when she first goes to the lawyer, and they just keep that lens on her,
just her.
And I said, yo, she is delivering
acting.
This shit.
That's some eat that's your just, booty was, after you come home finishing acting because that's some fucking.
Scarlett,
acting
when you get
right
home.
There.
You can get your booty.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Come on.
Marvin, don't be L.A. Young. Come on, Marvin.
So we going. Listen, dude, first of all.
You these Kappa pussy niggas.
Marvin.
Let me not say that. For
I eat pussy. Y'all said booty.
Yeah.
You eat booty, too.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, yeah.
Nigga, you ain't around.
No, you got to grow up. If you don't, you
that one
up.
Time.
Listen, dude. She got to be wifey to get her booty ate.
I mean, I feel you. No.
She got to be wifey.
So you never done it?
So what I'm saying
is. Okay, that's got to be wifey.
All right, and last thing on the Oscars. What was I about to say that? So they finish off giving off the male award. Joaquin Phoenix won Joker. Best.
I'm thinking male. I'm about to say they're doing some delivery.
No. Best actor. Yeah. It was Joaquin Phoenix.
For Joker,
gotcha. They were giving out the, I guess, best actress.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the person comes up to present. They say, all right, and now it's time for the best actress award. They bring up this music, you know, to show the montage. Mm-hmm. And the first one is, maybe Marriage Story with her giving this performance. And the next thing that comes up I hear is, we ain't gonna do that no more. And then it cuts to the next one. Yeah, we're like, and I said, I am sick of these fucking slave ass movies representing. I cannot, like, honestly, I heard mixed things, to be honest, but, and best to that actress, but I cannot stand,
the slave movie
I
anymore.
Cannot stand okay. The only black woman on screen getting nominated for award saying, we ain't gonna do that no more. I cannot fucking
stand it.
That line
is in everyone. The butler.
No,
we ain't going to do that.
We going to get away from here. And then I really feel my love is stronger than it. Like saying this beautiful dialogue. We cut back to, we going to make it out. We going to make it out. And I'm like, man.
I feel what y'all don't see is this nigga's eyes every time he do it.
It is kind of old.
As soon as that happened, I saw her. I was like, I switched the channel.
I have mixed emotions about that.
How do you feel?
Other movies you want,
I just don't
like
want
the
that
banker got taken off the slate or something. Remember that with Samuel Jackson Anthony Mackie about the black dudes who bought banks and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That came out.
Exactly. Some stuff happened where it was supposed to come out, and then they pulled it, and it's like all this craziness that's going on with that movie.
I'm just ready for the next elevation, man. Well, I'm tired of. I mean, in one way, it's like, who gives a fuck? Oscars, like, fuck off. Yeah. We can make better movies on our own. Do whatever. But at the same time, when that's your only piece of representation, it kind of feels like, oh, God damn it, man. Why does that have to be the fucking
thing? But what other black movies came out?
I was going to say something, but I'm not going. Because if I ever get an opportunity to audition, I'm going to do it. So I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
We'll talk later. Yeah. But I think the wrestle or my internal struggle with this is, one, white people don't tend to know any about history, right? So whenever one of those movies come out, and even though it's very redundant to us, you hear white people all the time go, I never knew. And I'm like, how did you get through school without knowing about the Underground Railroad? And it was like, isn't that with Tupac? Like, no, that's Digital Underground. Like,
it's Digital Underground.
Like, so part of it is we still have to educate the other side to what our actual plight is. Because I really don't think they know. Like, a lot of things they just are very disconnected about. I know you're tired of us doing that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sick of, like, there are so many other things that we've done. Like, why don't we talk about Tulsa? Why don't we talk, like, we're going to do.
Well, that came out when Watcher came out. A lot of people were like, I didn't know about this. So you go to the Tulsa video.
Right.
During that first episode, everyone there, I never knew about this.
Right.
This is my thing, man. Like, why do we have, like. So we're just making entertainment for white people's sake to learn. You know what I'm saying? Like, what about us? Well, we just want to have fun, a good time at the movie. Every time it has to be about a cop killing a black person. It got to be a slave. It's always some type of black.
The thing fucking, is, we make movies for us. Like, we went and saw Bad Boys for Life. Yes, Bad Boys for Life did numbers, right?
Right.
Watch out, but what happens is, it doesn't make mainstream. Dolomite,
which
it doesn't make mainstream attention, right? Until it's one of those movies. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue. It's like, at least our actors and actresses get seen, right? Like, it's almost like you take a little hit for, like, to progress a little more. Like, you go, oh, well, we did this. And then it's like, look at how the fallout after The Butler, right?
Right.
And, like, when what's her name? Snot cries.
Viola.
Yeah. That was in that type of movie, right. And now Viola is everywhere.
Yeah.
So things like that kind of help us, even though it's it's bullshit.
I think the solution to that is school. First of all, like, I think there was a very, very unique and very interesting person on Joe Rogan, brother, I forgot his name. Remember we mentioned him, heavyset guy, saved a bunch of kids.
Donovan McNabb. Oh, sorry.
Daryl Davis.
Daryl Davis? Daryl Davis.
The KKK?
He basically
Reformed
a lot of KKK members. Gotcha. It was a brother. And one thing that hit me so hard, it was like, yo, we need to get rid of Black History Month. We need to just have Black History all throughout the school year. Mm-hmm. It's just a part of the curriculum, mm-hmm. like everything else. It's American mm-hmm. history. Mm-hmm. We need to just, while you're learning about all these other people, you're learning about George Washington Carver, all these people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should just be a normal thing. When it comes to our entertainment, I feel like they need to normalize science fiction movies for black people, us as superheroes, us as, even dramas, just strong dramas, not necessarily about the plight of being black. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not always a fucking plight. It's a beautiful part too, and it's just it can be fun.
I love that I'm black. I wouldn't trade, and that's part of the, like, you go, I know what it should be,
right?
But should versus the actual reality of it is different, right? So, like, we can talk about, oh, black history should be modern normal history in school because we've attributed so much to this country, but it's a revisionist history, right? The person or the people that are teaching this history, mm-hmm. the government that's responsible for what's being taught in our curriculum, is not looking at us like that, right? The only way we really get looked at in the government is for votes, when you got to get vote time, mm-hmm. and for what we don't do on the other side of votes, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, black people this, black people that, black people third, right? Like, criminal reform is still an issue. Mm-hmm. All of these things are issues because we don't actually deal with race in this country. We mm-hmm. pretend it doesn't exist, mm-hmm. right? Until some shit happens. That's what's happening here, right? So at least,
yeah,
we get an opportunity to hit the main stage, even if it's dumb, Because what it does is it shows our talent. It shows our ability to act. It shows our ability to direct and produce. And I'm not saying it's good. Yeah. I'm just saying it's one of those like, here's our here's the concession that we take to progress forward, right? Mm. We just got to reach back. That like the issue is when people step forward, we've got to reach back. No one's going to sit there and go, oh, black people, let me fix this for you until black people decide, let's fix it for us. But that's a whole nother fucking topic. And we ain't got time for that shit.
That's a whole...
Now, you see what happened? I thought about Reed smelling Claude Erica's Anderson. Pussy, and I'm already preaching.
Read Claude Anderson's Powernomics book. He'll talk about all that empowerment of black people and national plan.
Listen, dude, we got the fastest dollar in the U.S., right? The fastest dollar. It was 6 seconds our dollar moves. We've got too much. We have too much spending power. We have too much economic power to be in the position that we are. But we continue to stay in that position because we don't actually do anything to move forward. Mm-hmm. And now I'm really done.
Yeah.
You say, so you can't think about that perfume.
No more. I just said, goddamn, Erica. I'm going to go buy that. I'm buying that candle.
I saw a bow tie creeping up his
Listen, dude, I almost pulled it out of my bag.
Well, Marvin, tell the people where they can find you at. Tell them what you got going on. All that good stuff.
So you can find me on social media, Instagram at Marvin Telp.
Yes,
Telp, T-E-L-P.
Help.
Like need help, get Telp. That
Marvin
is my training thing.
Marvin like Marvin.
Yeah, Marvin is spelled like Marvin Gaye.
And look out for his new scent coming soon, Marvin's Garden.
Marvin's Gardens. It will be balls post-workout.
Marvin helped us on a couple projects before.
Black Geo was a big one we worked on together. Black Geo.
He was in it.
A year ago, we thought we was about to...
Season two. Still waiting.
Thought we was about to make it. It was like, oh, we going to make it.
Right.
That's the plight of us.
Right.
And then I went back to work, and I was like, hey, have y'all heard from my No?
Yeah, I got some bills coming up. Y'all want to...
But if you...
I don't act like where you work is the worst place to go.
I didn't say it's the worst place to go.
But
I'm
you
just
was just
saying,
there thinking.
Listen, we sat there and wrote...
A lot.
There's a TV show and a Google Drive right now.
Oh, my God.
A full TV show.
Yes, there is.
Eight episodes?
Which, you know what?
Go to waste.
Judging on... Exactly. What you just said, if we need to take control, we need to do that shit. We just need to do it.
But is this going to be out before February 19th?
It's going to be out tomorrow.
Ooh, plugging myself.
Do it.
February 19th at the Van Nuys Comedy Club, Marvin Telt will be performing.
Yes.
And I'm funny, dude. I'm just gonna tell y'all. Y'all niggas don't know yet, but it's going to be a good show. So if you're out and about in LA, we're in Van Nuys Comedy Club, February 19th. Again, hit me up on social media, Marvin Telp, Facebook, Marvin Telp,
Black Planet, Marvin Telp.
Macy's, when you perform, you're Marvin Gardens.
You gonna have your bootcut jeans on when you perform?
No, I've retired my bootcut jeans and my 3XL shirt.
That's hilarious. Dog.
All right.
Some big people that can use that.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And we will see you next week. Peace. Yep.
Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.